I finally couldn't get him over on my side, so I finally says, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go up in the boat, launch, but you will fly back. He says, God, damn, all right. Cutter, call me Cutter. And I said, all right. So we went up there. I told him, I says, I didn't have any people here. Where did my people live? He said, up yonder.
Where's
you see, the place is kind of low down there, and that says, up yonder. And I said, come on, Casanova. We were going up. See, I gave him a hell of a scare when I was about 3 or 4 years old. I run away from there one day. They thought I was going to run away. They had people all over the island looking for me. But I was out in the pig pen. And they had 9 little pigs there. And she just had them. And I had them squatted down and shit and stuff, playing with the pigs. I had them all in my lap and everything. They'd been all over Key West and they gave it up for some.
Did they have very many pigs here at Key West?
Huh?
Did they have any very many animals here on Key West?
No.
At that time?
No.
Where, did they raise pigs here?
Yeah, but this was over in Harbor Island when I was just a small.
Was that when you went back for a visit?
Went over to visit.
Yeah, you said that after you were born there, your mother left as soon as she was able to travel back to Key West?
She came back to Key West and stayed there, and it, well, I was, I guess, 3 years old. And they thought I ran away, but I was out in the pig pen.
And you were just there for a visit that time?
Yeah. She just, they used to go over for 2 or 3 years and see the folks.
That's where her mother and the whole family was from?
Yeah.
Did you have any other members of your family that moved to Key West? I mean, from either side of the family?
No, that was the only family. My mother, she came here. She came here after she was here 2 or 3 years. She got talking to her mother. She got her to come on down to Key West. Well, the aunt that I had around here that my father and mother lived with, her husband was in charge of the Williams towns. And they take up all the big ships that come in here. And my grandfather, on my mother's side, was a good caulker of boats. And this fella, being the boss down there, being married to my grandmother, why, he goes to work and gives the old man a job down there with them. There was $3.50 a day. Well, that was big money to them. He built a lot of schooners around here that carried pineapple during the years up north.
Did they build very much?
2 or 3 masted schooners. He built a lot of those.
Was there a shipyard here to build?
Yeah, right down between this block, right down Simon Street. Courage, but not anymore.
What kind of let me move the microphone over this way a little bit so I can pick you up a little bit better.